rate of early stage cancer detection in Australia, the data released today by Cancer Australia has revealed several concerning trends. While prostate cancer, breast cancer, and melanoma are commonly detected early, lung cancer is often detected far too late. The Wire's Luke Radford spoke to the CEO of Cancer Australia, Dr. Helen Zorbas.
So today we have published for the first time in Australia the data around stage at diagnosis. Stage is the extent to which a cancer has spread at diagnosis. For the top five most common cancers in Australia, which are breast cancer, bowel cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer and melanoma.
The data is showing that breast cancer, prostate cancer and melanoma is often caught very early in the piece. Why is it that lung cancer and colon cancer are often rarely diagnosed early on, are often caught much later when it's too late?
So as you say, the data shows us that the majority of cancer cases for breast cancer, prostate cancer and melanoma, in fact the vast majority of those cancers are diagnosed at an early stage compared to bowel cancer, which was just under 50%, and lung cancer, which was just around 1 in 5 cases were diagnosed at an early stage. The differences can be explained in a number of different ways, but if we take lung cancer, for example, the disease is often quite advanced before there are any symptoms, so the person might not be alerted to any changes or any symptoms at all until the cancer has in fact advanced and invaded surrounding tissues. Another sort of reason for the later diagnosis is that the most common symptom of lung cancer is a cough, and a cough is a common symptom. We all experience it from time to time. The difference here is when we have an unexplained, you know, long-lasting cough, or a cough that has changed in some way, particularly if there's any coughing up of blood, it's really important that be investigated, because it could be a sign of lung cancer. There's also a bit of fatalism around lung cancer, and we really want to ensure that people don't feel embarrassed in any way or hinder their approach to seeing a medical profession if they do have any symptoms, whether they're a smoker or a non-smoker. We know that a high proportion of cancers, in fact lung cancers, are not associated with smoking or occur in people who smoked some time ago. So irrespective of your smoking history, really important that any changes be reported. The outcome in terms of survival has not been good to date. It is the cancer that causes most deaths in Australia. But the good news is that there are new and improving treatments that are currently being applied to those patients with even advanced disease, which are really bringing great hope.
The data also shows that Indigenous Australians actually have a lower rate of a detection of early stage cancer and a higher rate of advanced cancer detection. Why is this?
So the data in relation to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples is really informative, and that's the really key to the value of having national data about stage at diagnosis, because we have known and understood that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with cancer have worse outcomes, their mortalities are higher, and in fact that the cancer mortality gap is widening when compared with non-Indigenous people with cancer.
You said recently that what's been lacking is the amount of national data available at the stage of diagnosis. What does this new data mean for cancer research and for treatment in Australia?
Well, this marks a major leap forward. It's been a real gap in our understanding about cancer, to inform our strategies in cancer control. And now we have information that will enable us to understand the association between the stage at which cancer is diagnosed and their outcomes. What is that relationship? And ultimately, we'll be able to link that to treatments as well, so we can understand the differences in these aspects for different sociodemographic groups. It also helps us at a population level look at where our population health programs are having an impact, or where in fact we should be targeting new programs to impact on cancer outcomes.
Dr. Helen Zorbas speaking to The Wire's Luke Radford.